And good morning, and welcome to an open phone day today on the talk show. And it's an anything goes day today. We were talking about anything that can or cannot happen. And one of the things we were talking about, I guess, as we were speculating on what exactly is going to happen with the January 6th committee. It's all coming down to the next, basically the next few days. And that's really where, what will be the outcome, what will be the end result, those are, it's all speculation right now. There seems to be enough smoke to create the fire to do something, and certainly to derail, it would seem enough smoke and fire to derail a potential Donald Trump candidacy. But I don't know.
It could, or it could amount to nothing.
I don't think nothing is what it's going to amount to.
You know what I mean by nothing.
It may be, but it may be such that it does not rise. It's what levels to, you know, high crimes and misdemeanors. I think I think
they, at the current time, they don't have enough concrete evidence to convict him of anything. A lot of it has just been hearsay.
But a lot of it is also direct evidence too. The hearsay has been corroborated by direct evidence. See, you probably haven't watched a lot of it.
No.
If you
because
had,
to be honest, I have very little interest in it.
Well, but I find it fascinating because I remember watching the Watergate hearings and watching how that sort of unfolded as well. And is there going to be enough, you know, will there be enough smoke here to create the fire that that eventually brought the downfall? And there was conversations, and John W. Dean, there's a name for you.
Yeah, but yeah, Nixon basically said, "You can't fire me, I quit."
Well,
the impeachment process was already underway, and he knew he was going to be impeached, so he decided, you can't fire me, I quit.
Well, the world, and he didn't say with a smirk or a smile. It was a tragic day in the country. I still remember that day when he went, and John Billups was in with me yesterday. We were talking about the fact that, you know, all of the politicians that have been in a situation where they have been facing, if you're a president facing impeachment, or you're facing some kind of a removal from office, those who have failed, or those who have been at that point, and if they would have only, no one is ever convicted for doing the deed. The deed never seems to be the thing anybody is lying about the deed.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is,
yeah, case in point, President Clinton.
But yeah, all he had to do is say, "I did."
Think of all the presidents that were impeached, he probably did the least to be impeached.
Well, exactly. You know, it's like
And then there are presidents who probably deserve to be impeached but never were.
There are indeed presidents who deserve to be impeached.
I think it's baffling that Iran-Contra didn't get Reagan impeached.
Not really. If you're studying that really, what happened in Iran-Contra was simply delegating, Reagan's mistake was delegating too much to others.
Now that, and Ollie North took the rap for the whole deal.
Well, Ollie North sort of took the rap. Actually, the others, there was a whole series of others in that entire situation. But it was Reagan. Reagan was sort of the popular. Reagan was a populist. He was a populist president. It was interesting. We had the story out today, 1980. Reagan in front of the as he arrives at the Republican National Convention, and he makes his first. He's asked his first. He said he is there. Why? Reagan, Mr. Reagan, what is your reason specifically to be here, and they said, I want to make America great again. Who said that before? I mean, who said that later, I guess? I think a lot depends on, you know, there is an awful lot of, I think the real debate here is the fact that you've got everything in January 6th, regardless of anything else, it's the specter of this stolen election. And
the alleged stolen election.
The alleged stolen election.
Let's be very frank about that.
But you know the fact, if you tell a lie and you tell a lie and you tell a lie, how many? If you keep telling that same lie,
eventually you believe it to be the truth. If it's a lie, you fight on that lie.
But the supporters are fighting on that lie. The supporters,
like, you see it a lot of times. Like, no matter what President Trump said, he will stand by it no matter what and double down on everything he says.
Then you've got Joe Biden, and he's got his people around him that are trying to take, they're trying to roll back everything he says. You know, if they, so he's got.
Well, it's a very different scenario.
Well, it is a different scenario, but it
would. There were a lot of times when people around President Trump rolled back some things he said.
Well, not many times. Most of the time, they just, Trump was Trump. I think when he tried to do the, this magic formula, which is basically a horse. It was a horse. fungus treatment that I can't think of the name of the drug. You know the name. You know what I'm thinking of, though, right?
Hydroxychloroquine. That's it.
Yes, hydroxychloroquine. It's for horse fungus.
Yeah, it's medication for horses.
Yeah, I mean.
And he said, I take it, I'm fine. He probably didn't.
Well, and... But the other thing is that...
Because they were experimenting with it as a treatment for COVID at the time.
Look at how much we didn't know when COVID came out. I mean, we were talking about all of the things that were done. The rub, you know, we had Lysol and all of those
hand sanitizer bottles everywhere,
and the locker rooms for the high school before games, they were scoured down. You know, it's like, as Pat Cohen said, it was like Ghostbusters coming in there, you know, spraying everything down, making sure that there wasn't any germs in there.
Hey, back off, man! I'm a scientist.
Anyway. But, you know, so if we didn't know that, but, you know, but the thing is, we've got a situation right now where we've got inflation at 40-year record high.
Mm-hmm.
Stock market's not been in a good shape. It's it flailing away. You've got more, and people that were... One of the things that's happened is that a lot of the, because of the housing market, real estate, the mortgage rates have more than doubled from what they were just a few years ago. More than doubled. Now, how does that fit? We had a red hot housing market where people were overbidding housing. Now, all of a sudden, that's cooled down. And so what is happening is we're seeing rent prices going up, up, up right now because they can. And everything else goes. It says one thing leads to the other, and that's what it is, I guess. Yeah.
100%. It's a very slippery slope.
But gas prices seem to be coming down some, I'm sorry. It isn't all Putin's gas.
No, there's no one singular cause that causes gas prices to be this high. There's a lot of things that are causing it.
Now, the other thing is...
it a cause? Yeah, probably. But is it the cause? No.
But what we also have right now is you got Putin who is acting basically, or right now he's acting as if he's king of the world. I can do anything I want. It's I can commit any crime. I can call anybody anything.
I distinctly remember you calling him Tsar Vladimir the First.
It really is. He's Vladimir the Terrible. He's read it, but he is. Ivan. You're not Ivan, but he's just he's Putin the most Putin the pungent. I don't know. You can call him anything.
Are you commenting on his?
No, I'm talking about the figure. He is. There's nothing, and we're putting these weapons, but that's it. We're putting the weapons in there. That is helping to some degree.
Well, what more would you have us do without fully going to war?
I don't have a clue.
And I would like to think that we would want to avoid going to war at any cost.
And all we seem to be doing is exacerbating the situation because we're not Russia. Let's face it, Russia's winning this thing. They are. They're winning the thing. And I mean, they're bombing it into. They're bombing everything into total submission. And they're putting. And now, what are they doing? They're committing most of their crime or most of their crimes. They are war crimes. By targeting all civilian populations. I know we talked about this. You know, back the last time we chatted. In fact, yeah, you're not bombing. You're not trying to bomb munition dumps and things like that. You're going after housing developments. Apartment buildings.
Non-military targets.
Non-military targets. And what are you doing? If you do, and then you're going to these towns and you're simply flattening them. Mm-hmm. Taking everything away. Imagine what it must be like to be in Ukraine right now and having.
I cannot possibly imagine.
And the European Union is there. We've got NATO is there, but there's nothing they can do either. I mean, it's like nobody wants to. They don't want to. What is it? They don't want to open up the. They don't want to. Nobody wants to play that nuclear or have the. Have Tsar Vladimir throw the nuclear card down. That's what he's doing. He's holding the world hostage by holding that card in his hand. Now I don't know how successful he would be if he tried to unleash it, but nobody wants to try it.
No.
And I wouldn't either.
I would like to hope that no one wants that.
And I would hope so too, and I don't know, but we've also got a situation right now. Is the chip shortage? I was reading another story today. You know, where 90% of these semiconductors for the U.S. military come from?
China,
Taiwan.
Oh yeah,
they're from Taiwan.
Hmm.
And also, what is China doing? They are fronting. They're in a mass attempt right now to build these factories, to build these semiconductors, all these chips that are going in all those military equipment. If they invade Taiwan and shut that down for us, as I said, 90% of all U.S. military chips are coming from Taiwan. So. I mean, talk about volatile. Can you be in a more volatile situation?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway, all right. 319-754-1490. I guess king of the world or not, what would you do? Is there anything you can do?
No.
There really isn't.
I would like to think that if there was anything we could have done, we would have done it by now.
Well, we're doing what we can to try to get up, you know, upgrade these weapons, but you got to train the Ukrainians to use them. As far as airplanes, those are different. They're different planes too. So you got to go. There's a training process for utilizing planes. And all of these things are all taking time. And meanwhile, everything's being bombed into submission. I don't know what's going to be left of this country. You can't. They're also blockading all the grain coming out of Ukraine. We've got to start.
Which poses a lot bigger problems.
Which we have a starvation. There's going to be a worldwide starvation problem right now. It's going to be because there's an awful lot of the world right now where on a, the net result of a lot of these things is already we're seeing these places which are on, which are in Africa particularly, where they have extremely little, where very little, the little grain or the little food or the little things that they do have are now costing twice or even three times as much.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to just simply survive. And so it is a crisis, and I think it's something that I don't have the answer to it, and I don't know who does have the answer to it. But it's one of those things that, as all of these other things are happening, that's happening too. See, it's all connected, but it's all, but as it's all connected, it's just looking. No wonder people have a poor view. 80% of the people believe we're in the wrong direction, moving the wrong way.
Yep.
80%.
80.
80, yes. All right. 319-754-1490. I guess what? You're the king of the world. If you are the king or the queen of the world, what do you do? Is there anything you can do? What would you do? I guess I don't have the answer. You don't have the answer. Does anybody?
I don't think anybody has the answer.
I don't think so either. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We're getting back into it.
And away we go with Baker Mayfield with the Carolina
Panthers.
And Matt Corral.
I just don't think you make this move unless you feel like Baker's going to come in and do something for you.
You knew that they had a serious enough deficiency at the position to make the move.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe, Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Aw, you didn't have to go so all out for my birthday?
Yes, we did. Because birthdays are about showing your friends how much you care for them and how grateful you are for their...
This is Jamie from Progressive. No, this is a great time. Progressive protects you 24-7. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry that happened.
Jamie,
can you hold on one second? I gotta take this call, but remember, birthdays are about togetherness.
Contact us 24-7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
It's time to roll out the red carpet for, well, new carpet. Right now at the Home Depot, choose from hundreds of styles and colors from top brands. Plus, get free installation. So whether you want to brighten up your bedroom, add a little more cushion to your living room, or, yes, add some VIP flair to your hallway, you can get the perfect carpet to match your mood with free installation from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase of $4.99. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
Midwives used to be women who'd had many babies themselves or apprenticeships without formal training. Today's midwives are different. They are advanced registered nurse practitioners with specialized education in pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum health. Southeast Iowa has 4 certified nurse midwives who see their patients at Henry County Health Center in Mount Pleasant and Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington and deliver babies in West Burlington. For more information about inviting a midwife to deliver your baby, visit greatriverhealth.org.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
First black female lesbian White House press secretary, and you need to celebrate it. Forget that she can't do the job very well.
Daughter of immigrants.
That's embarrassing. We are relying on foreign aid to feed infants in this country, in America. And you can't find it in your stupid little notebook? Really?
But if you ask her about January 6th, she'd have a ready answer.
Right.
Weekdays, it's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weeknights from 5 till 8 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. A man wanted for the shooting of a Chicago police officer was arrested in Burlington on Wednesday. 28-year-old Jabari Edwards was arrested Wednesday in the 2500 block of Washington Street. Edwards was wanted on Cook County warrants for 2 counts of attempted murder of a police officer. Edwards is currently in custody at the Des Moines County Correctional Center awaiting extradition back to Chicago. The shooting incident involving Edwards took place on June 1st in Chicago when Edwards allegedly opened fire on police officers during a traffic stop and struck an officer in the head. The officer has since been released from the hospital and is expected to recover. According to the latest survey, gas prices in Iowa have fallen again. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
AAA says the average price of a gallon of unleaded gas dropped 12 cents to $4.46. That's down 30 cents a gallon from 1 month ago. The current Iowa average is 17 cents below the national average, but is still $1.48 higher than it was in the state 1 year ago. Diesel prices dropped 9 cents this week to $5.27. That's still well above the $3.11 a gallon for diesel 1 year ago.
An explosion destroyed two houses in the northwest Iowa city of Lamars and injured three people. The explosion Wednesday morning demolished two adjacent houses and damaged a third house. Lamars Fire and Rescue Chief Dave Shipper told the Sioux City Journal that the three people who were injured were inside or around one of the homes. Two of them were taken to a Lamars hospital and one was taken to a Sioux City hospital and later transferred to a burn center in Lincoln, Nebraska. The U.S. is getting another COVID-19 vaccine choice. The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday cleared Novavax shots for adults. It's a more traditional type of vaccine than the Pfizer and Moderna shots already used to protect most Americans. Still, millions of adults haven't yet gotten vaccinated even this late in the pandemic. Experts expect at least some of them to roll up their sleeves for the more conventional technology. The Centers for Disease Control must still recommend how to use the Novavax vaccine before shots begin. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. There soon may be a fourth COVID vaccine option for adults in the country.
The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization for shots from Novavax. The company makes a more traditional protein-based vaccine, which public health officials hope will encourage vaccination among some Americans who are skeptical of newer mRNA vaccines.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. And one of the people behind a legendary nightclub has died.
Mark Fleischman, one of the owners of Studio 54, died by assisted suicide in Switzerland. He was 82 years old. Fleischman came down with an undiagnosed illness in 2016 and was unable to walk and do tasks like get into bed or put on his shoes on his own. Fleischman chose to travel to Switzerland and take a lethal dose of barbiturates at a clinic, telling the New York Post last month that he's taking the most gentle way out.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
We're looking for those skies to eventually turn mostly sunny, a high to 87 degrees. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a 40% chance of a shower or thunderstorm overnight, a low down to 71. Mostly cloudy Friday, a 40% chance of showers mainly before 1, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. A high of 86, along with south winds gusting to 20. Partly cloudy Friday night, a 30% chance of showers, low to 71. Partly sunny Saturday, 30% chance of showers, 89. Right now, it is 72.
I'm Peter Schachnow, CNBC. Today is looking a lot like yesterday on Wall Street. Stocks have opened sharply lower after the June producer price index came in hotter than expected. Producer prices were up 1.1% last month. Economists had been looking for an increase of 0.8%. There was one bright spot. Unlike yesterday's consumer price index report, the so-called core rate in today's numbers, figured without food and energy, was up 0.4%, below the consensus forecast of 0.5%. Another report out this morning saw first-time claims for jobless benefits rise by 9,000 last week to a total of 244,000. That's the highest total in nearly 8 months. However, the total number of people collecting benefits fell. J.P. Morgan Chase says it's bracing for a worsening global economy. That commentary came along with its earnings report, which saw the bank's quarterly numbers miss estimates. J.P. Morgan is also temporarily halting share buybacks to guard against the effects of a worsening global economy. Peter Schachnow, CNBC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
3 weeks. It's incredible. After 3 weeks, I'm on vacation in Paris, having a conversation in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Aw, you didn't have to go so all out for my birthday.
Yes, we did. Because birthdays are about showing your friends how much you care for them and how grateful you are for their...
This is Jamie from Progressive. No, this is a great time. Progressive protects you 24-7. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry that happened. Jamie. Can you hold on 1 second? I gotta take this call, but remember, birthdays are about togetherness.
Contact us 24-7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
It's time to roll out the red carpet for, well, new carpet. Right now at the Home Depot. Choose from hundreds of styles and colors from top brands. Plus, get free installation. So whether you want to brighten up your bedroom, add a little more cushion to your living room, or, yes, add some VIP flair to your hallway, you can get the perfect carpet to match your mood with free installation from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase of $4.99. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news.
The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show today. It's an anything goes day. We do have Amy Moiter in the Very Vintage Market is happening on Saturday. 120 vendors will be out on the street on
Saturday.
That
sounds incredible.
And these are they're juried, so there would be even more. They pick the more.
Don't be deterred by construction.
Well, and they've got they're spread out over seven blocks, and
there's also
going to
be a food court, if I'm not mistaken.
There's a food court. There's entertainment. There's all kinds of things that are going to be going on, and it's all it's all in the
free to attend.
Free to attend, yes.
You don't have to buy anything. Just come and check it out.
You can check it out. There will be let's put it this way, upscale things that are going to be on there. So
there's no harm in going and window shopping a little.
Well, I think do what you want to do. I think that's really the
supposed
key.
To be a nice day, isn't it?
You know, it's supposed to be, but there's we've had this off and on chance of rain. So when is it? But
you're going to get that in the summertime anyway.
Well, it's because you have heat and you have humidity. What do? When you put the two together?
You get rain.
You get rain, typically. Sometimes. And then sometimes not.
Sometimes the clouds just sit there.
Anybody
kind of like they're doing today.
If you were up early this morning, you got to see the brightest full moon of the year. By far, it was. They called it a buck moon because it was. And today was the day. This was the peak of it because it was. Now I think you still see it. Most of it tomorrow, probably, if it's clear. That is, I don't. Probably won't be, but they were expecting clouds to be in. But it was
hope for the best.
It was spectacular this morning. Kind of made you actually, you know, one of the good things about being up early in the morning.
The simple pleasures in life.
Well, and you don't get a chance. You know, I think seeing how bright it was, it really was. It was like having an extra street light up in the sky.
I don't know if you noticed it, but I noticed it when it came in. When I pulled up in the parking lot here, my car lights were swarmed by Mormon flies.
I did not notice anything. Well, you were closer to the river. So up here, the closer you get to the river, the more you did.
You didn't notice it when you got here?
I noticed it when I got to the front door. Yeah, mayflies.
They're everywhere.
We haven't seen the hordes of mayflies.
Anything to do with bugs is a no for me.
I don't know if we're going to see that May yet. They come out. It's all based on temperature, water temperature.
There's so many of them. There's probably a bunch of them stuck to my car right now.
But
I feel like I got to go to the car wash after work.
I've seen it so bad that they had to bring snow plows out. They honestly brought snow plows out to
that sounds disgusting.
A pile's deep, that deep, to imagine that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, it's, I'm not kidding. I still remember going down to Steamboat Days once, very, very hot Steamboat Days, and we had a white tent, and we were only about maybe 25 to 50 feet from the edge or the river's edge. And I was supposed to start our broadcast at 9 o'clock. And I got down there about a little after 8:15 or so, and I looked at the tent gave no indication that it was white at all in the inside. I sort of remember I called.
Sounds revolting.
I called the engineer. I think it was Bernie Garcia back then, and I called the engineer. I said, Bernie, I don't care what you got. Get the biggest vacuum or the biggest power vac that you've got.
Shop vac.
Get the biggest shop vac that we've got and bring it down here and just simply suck these babies out of there. And he did. I was not going to be in a place which was going to be
covered in bugs.
Covered in bugs, yeah. And that type. But, you know, there's stories, legendary stories also about the when we had why am I blanking on the greatest trumpeter of all time? It was at Steamboat Days in 1963. You know
who? Yeah. Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, Louis Armstrong. I'm thinking, okay, yeah, it was a great But anyway, Louis Armstrong was on stage. It was back when Steamboat Days was in July. And when it was in July, you typically had the hottest weather of the summer, right? Which mm-hmm. is what it is, which is what it has been. And so he's on stage. He's on stage, and as soon as they put the spotlight on him, woof, covered in bugs. He
Yikes.
Stopped the show. He said something. I ain't playing for no bugs. I can't. They basically dusted him off and put him inside the auditorium, and then the show continued on. But these are things, mayflies and whatever else, they too tend. They're a part of summer. But I have not seen anything like those hordes where they had to do. Imagine using snowplows, bringing the snowplows out.
I almost don't want to.
Okay, better not to, maybe. Okay. 319-754-1490. We were talking earlier about it's going on right now, the British Open, and this debate over whether
we're
going
to get into this now.
Well, I think it's the debate over this Saudi forming. They're calling them Saudi rebels, is what they're calling them over there.
Which is admittedly kind of funny.
But in a way, it is. Guys, these are pro players.
For those of you who don't know, there's this new golf tournament out there called Live Golf, which is funded by this group in Saudi Arabia, and they've managed to attract some pretty big names away from the PGA.
Well, but they've been doing it by paying incredible amounts of money.
The guy who's running the thing,
Greg Norman. Yeah. Who was disinvited to come to the? He's won two British Opens. Just disinvited to the Champions dinner, and they also told Phil Mickelson that it would be better that if he didn't go. He said he would go. He could go if he really wanted to, but it would be better if he didn't go.
But he did.
He did not go.
Or
he did not go to the dinner.
Okay.
He said.
I thought you meant go to Live Golf.
No. He could go to the dinner. He could go to the dinner, but they suggested that it would be probably better for.
So they told him essentially not to.
Politically correct for him to not go.
So essentially, they told him not to.
In
a nice way.
He said.
They found the nicest possible way to say don't come to this.
But he could have gone if he wanted to, because it was
Again, they found the nicest possible way to say, Phil, do not come to this.
Yeah,
you're not invited.
It's one of those, and I don't know.
And this Live Golf thing, they've attracted some big names.
If the tours could just simply come together, just simply say, oh,
which
look,
they won't do.
They're not going to do it, but say, hey, look, the biggest tours The biggest tournaments on now they do it. The LIV Golf thing is a very different tournament scale or style too.
Mm-hmm.
They do 54 players or 54 holes, mm-hmm. one, which is that's a debate in itself. Some people say 54 holes is too few for you to really get a feel like you're playing in a championship, which is being said. The other thing is that it's all shotgun start, so everybody's playing continually. You're not mm-hmm. waiting to tee off. You shoot off. Everybody shoots. But anyway. 319-754-1498. Let's go to the phone, see what we got here. Good morning. Who do we have with us? Hello? All right.
Oh, I might have lost them.
Okay. If you did have a call coming in, if you were calling us, go to 319-754-1498. Anything is fair game today. We were, as I said, we spent a fair amount of time. The Ukrainian situation and the famine situation and all of the chip situation, which is scary. We've got inflation, which is scary. We've got the gas prices going down, but everything else going up. Housing markets tightening up as well because mortgage rates going up. Now, mortgage rates going up are nothing compared to the mortgage rates that we saw back in the 80s. They're using that term going back to the 80s. We did not see
Are you saying it was worse in the 80s?
I'm saying it was much worse in the 80s. To imagine the prime rate being 21%. We haven't seen anything. The question is this a temporary thing? Is this something that's going to be fading into history?
It has to.
It would seem.
You would hope that it is going to.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
Sandy.
Hey, Sandy. What's on your mind?
I just have one question.
Okay.
I have only one thing to say.
Okay.
If we had Trump, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in with Putin.
Okay.
That's the only thing I have to
okay.
say.
Okay. I think a lot of people feel the same way. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. All right. You know, and there's a certain amount of truth. I think there is a certain amount of truth to that statement if Trump would have been in there. I think the fact is and why? Why do I think so? Because because Putin didn't know what he was going to get. Well, he didn't know. You never really knew what you were going to get with Trump in terms of a response, did you?
No.
And with Biden proved Biden's debacle in Afghanistan made him look extremely weak. I mean, beyond weak.
Yeah, it's showed Putin, hey, maybe I can get away with this.
You can get away with anything against this guy. And so, I mean, but Trump, yeah. I mean, it's an interesting point. I would say probably that many people would agree very much that. Now, would people agree that would people agree that he's running or that the election was stolen? I think there's a fair number of people that believe that too, simply because they've heard that lie over and over again. And that's just people can debate whether it's a lie or not, but there's how many court cases were there? None of them. A couple of them were decided went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get all of these congressmen and senators, all of those elected by not having. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who are you with us today?
Wait a minute.
Yes, good morning. What can we do?
This is Dean. Basically, okay, I was taught you take responsibility for your own actions, admit to your own mistakes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That woman wants to blame everything on Trump. House price is not blaming the weather on Trump. It's not Trump's fault. Biden does want to admit it's his fault, basically. Trump, he canceled the Canadian pipeline. Who did that? Biden. He decided that there'd be no drilling offshore in federal lands. He said no more drilling. Who decided that? Biden.
But who decided
who? Who opened the floodgates for a lot of people to come across the border?
Actually, that was actually it was both that have done that. Biden's
Biden
doing
did this.
Well.
And
actually,
this about the gas. This started after Trump left office. I do admit, and I said this before, that Trump reminds me of the old movie about Patton. And in a scene where he said, where a general disagreed with him and he fired him and said, there was a battle. Well, you know the new lieutenant. Yes, Trump thinks, he was like Patton. He thinks, my way's the best way. I know better. You don't like it, leave. But he did do some things. I voted for him. And when he went in the White House, he said he was going to do, and he did. So
what do you think, Dean? Let me ask you.
Let me ask you.
What do you think? What do you think Donald Trump, President Trump, was doing on January 6th? What do you think he was doing on January 6th while all of this is going on?
I think he should have just left the White House and told the demonstrators to basically, you have a right to demonstrate, but basically go there, pray and fast and sing gospel and patriotic songs and ask, could we see basically our representatives? That's what he should have done.
Well, they were breaking everything down. They're breaking down the doors, breaking down the glass.
It came out that they had FBI informants encouraging people to do that.
Wait, who said this? Where did you get this? Where did who? Where?
CNN.
Where?
I know you don't like CNN.
No, look, you haven't.
And,
no, and come
I
on.
I know you don't like them, so we won't argue.
Dean, that's not proven. That's not proven, Dean. There's no evidence whatsoever of that. Come on, Dean. Be at least realistic, okay?
We'll leave it there because matter what.
That's a
CNN
lie.
Says,
that is a lie. And
you don't believe them.
And
so.
Do you believe the election was stolen?
I'm just an everyday person who is trying to survive.
I know.
I'm trying. I got to pay $70 for gas. I got to pay. I'm a single person, and I get food, and I just get milk or eggs or fruit, and I got to pay $130, and I'm a dishwasher. So
I
got a question for Biden and that woman. The Democrat Party says they care about the men, they care about the middle income, the lower class, the people who are like me. But this is like a tax increase.
I hear you. No, I hear you.
But I don't see it. As a matter of fact, I don't think this government really cares about the American people. Neither party does.
You know, I think that may be true. I think right now the people in government basically can care about the individual things that they can do, what they want. They care about themselves, and I would agree with that. Dean, I tell you, we can agree and we can disagree, but we're going to let you go, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
Draymond Green, this is what he said about Kevin Durant and Steph Curry.
We would not have beat the Cavs coming back around without Kevin. Teams have figured us out. I think Steph Curry has figured out I'm going to get a bucket whenever I want to.
I think that's the real talk of the NBA.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
2 to 5 weekdays on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
With the Wholesale Formula Seminar, discover how to start your own Amazon business.
Hey, Emric Manello. 2 years after attending the Wholesale Formula Seminar, I was able to sell my Amazon business for over $400,000.
My name is Jeremiah Holbrook. I've sold over $10 million on Amazon thanks to what I learned from the Wholesale Formula.
Hi, Ian Bauer. My first year averaged $45,000 a month in sales. Now I'm at $90,000 a month and hardly working.
Hi, I'm Hillary. Before attending the Wholesale Formula Seminar, I was a school teacher. Today, I work from home selling products on Amazon.
Whether you have a business and want to sell more on Amazon, retired, or just need extra money, America's Amazon expert Dylan Frost will show you how. Only $49.99 guaranteed or your money back. That's right. Discover the easy way to make money on Amazon with Dylan Frost. The Wholesale Formula 2-Hour Seminar, Tuesday, August 2nd at 2 p.m. for the greater Burlington area. Register at thewholesaleformula.com.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
They can't run on the economy. They can't run on a 41-year high of inflation. They can't run on record-high gas prices. What they're not factoring in is Americans between now and Election Day, in spite of all the demagoguery that you're going to hear, Americans will figure out abortion in America is still legal. And if they want one, they're going to be able to find one. Maybe they have to travel, but they'll still be able to get one.
Sean Hannity, afternoons from 2 to 5 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back on the talk show today. It's a little bit of soup to nuts. You can debate all of the qualities and characters and all the things going on, but it's not. It really... The bottom line is really the bottom line, and that is, what is the cost? Every cost of everything's going up, and that well, gas is coming down, but everything else has gone up, and
it's either gone up or has plateaued at a very high level.
And we don't
certain
know.
Things. Well, for the most part, things are getting more expensive.
Well, and
some things have stayed relatively the same price.
And there are a lot of, and the world is a much more dangerous place right now, isn't it?
I would say so.
I'd say it's a much more dangerous place right on Main. Well, it's more dangerous in most cities, in most city streets anywhere right now. And I'm not going to just, you know, I'm not pointing the finger at guns or anything else like that. I'm just saying that violence begets violence, and we have we have over 400 million guns in this country. That's
a gun for every...
We have more than one gun for every person in this...
Trying to do the math on that.
Yeah, we have about 330 million,
331 million people in America, and you said 400 million guns?
I think about 450 million guns. So we got about a gun and a half.
A gun and a half per person.
And I'm not saying is there anything wrong with it?
Obviously, some people just have loads of guns.
A lot of people.
I have a friend who owns, I think, in total 5 guns.
Well, and now we had 4 or 5 guns in my house when I was growing up. Most of them were out there for hunting, and they were shotguns for the most part. They had a long rifle, a shotgun.
Yeah, and I think when people, I want to clarify this, when people are talking about measures regarding guns, I would hope they're not worried about the people who just use them for hunting or for recreational shooting or home defense. Those people are not really the priority.
Well, the issue is something we can't solve, and that is you can't solve... Our ability to solve mental illness situations
I understand that,
horrendous.
But I'm saying in regards to the gun issue, it always becomes this massive point of contention because it's a right that is written out specifically in the Constitution, and any perceived, any sort of legislation restricting guns is seen as violating the Second Amendment.
And the Second Amendment also clearly states a well-regulated militia.
you see the disparity in the discussion here.
Nobody ever mentions that, do they? Anyway, hey, have a great day.